Sroskafensis, a gregarious intertidal symbiotic aqual endemic to the North Atlantic coasts, around 4 mm in length. It lives interstitially and is found during daylight on the upper part of beaches in calm residual flows on ebb tides. The number of algal cells within adult S. roscafensis individuals has been estimated to be around 40,000 Dunin and Gooday, 1982. Up to millions of individuals congregate and form mats in more or less discrete patches, notably where exposed to the sunlight that favors photosynthetic activity of the photosymbiotic algae. Juveniles ingest environmental-free algae within the first few days after hatching. Algae are taken up into a vacuole in the syncytial central parenchyme where they lose their cell wall, theca, the four flagella and the eye spot, light receptor, resulting in a significantly modified phenotype colorless aposymbiotic juveniles must encounter free-living T. convolutae cells in order to initiate the obligate symbiosis and develop directly without intermediate larval stages. If present, they can ingest algae naturally occurring in seawater. Otherwise, algae can also be supplied from controlled laboratory cultures after natural or artificial induction of symbiosis. Aposymbiotic juveniles become fully green within 10, 15 days, whereas worms that remain aposymbiotic decline progressively and do not survive for more than 20 days. Captive algae produce photosynthetates, such as mannitol and glutamic acid, which are at the origin of the synthesis release of amino acids by the worm on hatching. Juveniles exhibit solid uric acid that increases during the aposymbiotic state but decreases gradually to undetectable levels once the association with the algae take place.